I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for joining us today. Almost 6 months, that's how long it's been since Hurricane Maria hit the island of Puerto Rico. The official death toll from the storm stands at 64, but some counts put the number of fatalities over 1,000. Many on the island are still struggling to put their lives back together. Thousands remain without power. And Puerto Rico's only electric utility, PREPA, is bankrupt. The World's Carol Hills has been looking into that. Hey, Carol.
Hey, Marco. You know, the island is still dealing with a lack of electricity, strained medical services, and economic distress. And tomorrow I'm going to be moderating a panel at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health about Puerto Rico post-Hurricane Maria. And one of the panelists joining me will be Jose Sanchez. He's the Deputy Director of Research and Development for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and he headed up the Corps' power grid restoration program in Puerto Rico in the months following the hurricane. And Sanchez himself is Puerto Rican. And when I spoke to him to prepare for tomorrow's panel, I asked him the question that so many people, including me, have, which is why has it taken so long to restore power to Puerto Rico?
It's obviously, it's a historic storm. The amount of destruction that storm left behind is unprecedented. At the same time, you have a weak system, a infrastructure in the island for power that has been in disrepair for many years. The average age of a power plant in the U.S., for example, or actually worldwide, is about 15 years, while Puerto Rico's power plant average age is 44 years. So that's just a small example of the condition of the infrastructure on the power grid.
What's different about Puerto Rico that's made recovery from Maria so difficult? I mean, I'm thinking of other Caribbean islands or other places devastated by the storm.
Well, Puerto Rico has a extremely complicated power system. It is a very dense population, of course, 3.4 million people in 100 by 35 miles. And it's got one of the most energized systems per square mile in the world. That itself is a daunting task. It's got 30,000 miles of distribution lines. It's got 2,400 miles of transmission lines and obviously thousands and thousands of poles and towers.
What impact has Puerto Rico's own economic virtual collapse had on the island's ability to recover from Maria?
It's a major impact. The condition of infrastructure is the number one example of its condition. You know, without having the funds to be able to maintain the system, of course, you have a dilapidated system. A system that's very fragile. On top of that, there's inability for them to acquire materials, to acquire additional personnel, to enter into contracts. And all these things were a factor that just compounded the situation in Puerto Rico.
And what's the current estimate of when full power will be restored to Puerto Rico?
So we continue to be pretty confident in our estimates that we originally stated, which were to have about 95% of the customers energized by the end of March and 100% in May. And the reason we've been consistent on that is we continue to see the difficulties in reaching some of the more remote areas, especially in the center of the island.
I think some people would look at the situation in Puerto Rico and think, well, why doesn't the federal government come in and give Puerto Rico the money it needs to get up to speed and give it all the aid it needs? Is that a shared perspective in Puerto Rico on the island?
Yes and no. I think Puerto Rico obviously would like to have a lot of say in that decision. To this point, though, don't get me wrong, we have invested over $2 billion just in the power restoration effort. And there's supplemental funding that recently got passed, and close to $17 billion could be going to Puerto Rico. That's up to OMB now to decide how that's going to be divided. So there's still federal funding that's going to be coming into the island to help Puerto Rico. But a new system or a more resilient system will require much more than that.
Jose, you're from Puerto Rico. Do you still have family there?
I do have some family there. I also have a lot of friends, obviously. I grew up there, lived there for 26 years. And even my in-laws lost a lot of their belongings. Their home had a couple of feet of water, plus they had lots of power for a long time. This was definitely a personal mission for me.
Thank you so much, Jose.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That was Jose Sanchez, Deputy Director of Research and Development for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, speaking there with my colleague Carol Hills. Sanchez directed the Corps' power grid restoration program in Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria, and tomorrow he'll be one of the panelists joining Carol for a forum she's moderating at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. We'll be streaming that live from noon until 1 Eastern time over at PRI.org. Again, that's tomorrow, Friday. And we want you to be a part of it. We'd like to hear your questions about Puerto Rico's complex recovery. Just let us know on our Facebook page, and we'll do our best to get those questions answered. Just head over to Facebook and search for The World.